This is Henry Hecker of the McGonigal Historical Society.
And Commander Todd of WFAQ LPFM.
Today we are talking to Marcia and Jan Grutzmacher, as well as Shelley Grutzmacher Barta, about their family history. Their German ancestors settled in the area just prior to the Civil War. Here is an episode of Memories of McGonigal.
Carl Frederick, who was the father of Herman.
Right.
And then, therefore...
And Dorothy.
Yeah, okay. Then he died in 1861, like at the beginning of the war.
Did you say he died in the war?
No.
I thought he did.
One of them did. He's
Carl
buried
did.
In...
Carl
was listed.
In Arkansas.
Missing at another...
Really?
Herman was in the... He was in the Civil War, and he's buried out in the Vernon Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
That was an interesting thing because back when our son was in high school, the history teacher had gone to the museum in Madison and realized that his name was listed as Herman Grutzmacher. And so... Jan and I, one summer, we had to produce something like 7 different kinds of proof, right?
Yeah.
So we did all kinds of things. We researched the money that was paid to his widow, and we went out to the cemetery and took pictures. We had, we had almost dig the headstone out a little bit so we could take pictures of that. And I can't remember what else we did, but we had to produce this and got it legally changed. That obviously when they, it was Grutzmacher that they paid the pension money to, but mm-hmm. that was just because records were handwritten and mm-hmm. spelling was, mm-hmm. you know, something. Mm-hmm. So that was changed. But one of the sons, Carl F. was the father. Okay.
Okay.
And so Herman, he was injured in the war, right?
He was in a prisoner camp.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where that was? Was it in Georgia?
Kentucky.
I don't know if he was in
Kentucky,
Andersonville.
Tennessee.
Or not.
We thought Andersonville, right?
But he was on the with Sherman. They went to his battle was the siege of Savannah.
Right.
They were on the what do you call it? The march to the sea.
Yeah. And then one of the brothers, I think it was Carl, that had died. In the war was in the
he
war.
He died. It was of disease.
Yeah. Right.
He wasn't shot or anything.
Yeah.
Which was quite common.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. And I think he's buried in Helena, Arkansas, right on the river.
So all of them were from this roster of Wisconsin volunteers for the War of the Rebellion.
Even though they were drafted.
Carl was listed with the 28th. And there's a Charles Grutzmacher here that I don't recognize. And then Herman was with the 17th Infantry. And then a William that was with the 6th. So
I never heard of any William.
So but this would be Wisconsin, the whole Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Except the thing that's unusual is that most often the Grutzmacher name is spelled G-R-U-E with an umlaut.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is not. So
right.
Ours is spelled just G-R-U-T-Z-M-A-C-H-E-R. But these are spelled the same way, which makes them seem like they would be relatives, but again... Mm-hmm. Records that are kept and handwritten mm-hmm. and so on, we don't know how accurate any mm-hmm. of those things are.
Yeah.
So just interesting.
That was Marcia Grutzmacher, Jan Grutzmacher, and Shelley Grutzmacher Barta telling us about life in McGonigal in decades past. This has been Memories of McGonigal.